under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the radio in St. Simons Island at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day as we face the issues. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're asking a question today, I think it's very serious in view of what we've seen taking place with the attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. Did the Biden administration give an invitation, an open invitation, to kill Trump? I know that sounds horrific, even the thought of it. I'm looking at a headline. It says, blood on Donald Trump's face during an assassination attempt. Democrats and the media are to blame for every drop of blood spilled today. U.S. Secret Service pushed Donald Trump off the stage after gunfire erupted at the political rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, Saturday. Donald Trump was just shot in the head at the Trump rally. He appears to be okay and was overheard telling Secret Service to wait. And then he gave a fist pump to the crowds. The Democrats and the media are to blame for every drop of blood spilled. For years and years and years, they've demonized Trump and all of his supporters. End quote. Quote, today, finally someone tried to take out the leader of America's first and greatest president of all times. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot to talk about today, much to consider today in relationship to what just happened on Saturday. Do you realize that there was an attempt to assassinate Donald J. Trump? And we're asking some questions today. Did the Secret Service know about it? Could the Secret Service have done something about it? Had the Secret Service diminished the number of security agents on detail for Donald Trump? Were there some internal disputes in relationship to how the detail of security should be carried out? Just what took place? May I say to you, in advance of all of those questions, that I am in the same persuasion of Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham says, it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. The article reads, there's ample evidence that the U.S. Secret Service failed in multiple ways to allow the sniper to unleash a barrage of shots at Donald Trump on Saturday, one of which apparently nicked his ear. And an expert on that topic, former agent Dan Bongino, credits Trump himself with saving his own life. If he moves his head an inch to the left or to the right, guys, this is really a different show. I mean, it's bad enough we have to do this show about this topic. Can you imagine what would have happened if Donald Trump did not duck when he did? This article further states, it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening, Trump said on Truth Social Media platform. Ladies and gentlemen, we can say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the assassin to fire a second or two earlier. Had he done so, President Trump would have been dead today. Ladies and gentlemen, We're talking about a very serious issue. It's a serious issue in relationship to the life, the legacy, and the future of the United States of America, the trajectory in which we're going, the direction that we're headed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not good. And as we, I don't know about you, did you listen to Joe Biden's, how would you say, speech from the Oval Office? It took about 5.5 minutes. Talking about we've got to lower the temperature, we've got to come together, we've got to da-da-da-da-da-da, and I could go on and on. I didn't believe one word of what he was saying. We're going to talk about that further in this broadcast today, but let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus' words as he speaks to his disciples said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, we find the declaratory statement made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth," the scripture says. Then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible reminds us the truth of the Lord endures forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have just witnessed, I believe, the hand of God in the protection of Donald J. Trump. And it's the truth. But yet, I'm amazed at reading some of the things online where some of the Trump detractors, some of the socialist Marxist media are now making fun of Donald Trump's not being killed. They are saying that the shooter needs to get more practice so the next time he won't miss. Ladies and gentlemen, I would not believe that that would be the rhetoric that you'd be hearing after a former president, presidential candidate, was almost assassinated in open view of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to the secularist George Orwell, where Orwell made a statement, "The further society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." And we see that taking place today where there's the rhetoric out there that denies the truth of what has taken place and what built up to it. We're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, what built up to this attempted assassination on the life of Donald J. Trump. Did it just happen? Was it something that this fruitcake just decided to do? Or did he feel empowered, motivated, encouraged, or invited to kill Donald J. Trump or to attempt to do so? That's where we're headed today. And may I say to you that most are not interested in the truth of this outcome. Most are not interested in the truth of what is taking place. In fact, truth is no longer sought in America, especially in American political circles. Truth is looked at, laughed at, demeaned in relationship to what we should believe and see and understand today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death." May I challenge us to do that even today. This portion of today's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, the good news is Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and 295 Beltway. There's an identifier, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hope you feel well today.
Yes. Great. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. And I found out that the shooter was in the crow's nest, and the snipers was on the other buildings on the side. And the crow's nest gives you a straight shot. I think the Secret Service and the FBI, they left that open. Because if you could have a clear shot at the stand, what'd that tell you?
Well, Kenneth, one of the things, as I can understand it, and I'll have to go quickly with your call. All of our lines are filled with others waiting, but I'll have to just respond to that very, very quickly. I'm not a sports shooter. I'm not one that is super knowledgeable of your, as I call it, the long guns, but an AR-15 or AR-15 type, and I'm told that will shoot pretty accurately at about 600 feet, and the shooter was, as you call it, in the crow's nest on top of a building about 400 feet from Donald Trump and had perfect clear shot. But here's the problem. The Secret Service had allocated outside of the 400-foot perimeter, outside that perimeter they'd set up, they'd allocated the lookout to the local police. Local police saw that as a witness had seen it, pointed it out to the local police officer. The local police officer climbed up a ladder. The shooter pointed the rifle at him, and it's not understood fully if the police officer backed down the ladder or if he fell down the ladder, but nevertheless, he did not do anything in relationship to it. And there was about a three-minute pause between the time they discovered the shooter was there and the time he was neutralized by the Secret Service, but it was after he had already fired the shots. Now, the question that's in my mind, was there a stand-down given to the Secret Service to not fire until the shooter took shot? I think that's wrong, because it should have been that they knew time they saw he was there with a rifle, they should have neutralized him immediately rather than waiting until he fired first. Therein lies the problem. Therein is the question that I'm prayerful and deep investigation and analysis of the situation and what took place, that there will be the truth that will ultimately come out. But let me just do a little footnote to that before I let you go. Kenneth, I don't look forward to what would be called truth out of the Secret Service, knowing that it is overseen by Homeland Security Mayorkas in his refusal to protect the border. Why would he want to protect Trump? And when the entire Democratic apparatus, including Joe Biden and the socialist Marxist media, have for years now been saying to neutralize, to eliminate, to remove, to kill, to behead, to destroy Donald J. Trump. That's been a mantra for years now. So we can't, as citizens, expect any different in relationship to what they're doing. And so I am concerned with going forward with the future of what will take place. Kenneth, thank you so much for your input. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. John Budd. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing good. That was a complete failure on the Secret Service. You have a stage that has two buildings behind it. And imagine you're standing on a stage and you looking to the right and you've got a building to your right about a football field away where the downside of the pitch of that roof is a blind area to the stage. That rooftop should have been covered. It should have absolutely been covered. This is a complete failure. I've watched some of the videos, and the part that bothers me the most is I watched one particular video where I saw some agents having difficulty holstering their weapons. I understand that it's a traumatic and a shocking thing, but if you are a Secret Service agent and you are hired to do a specific job and you cannot holster a weapon properly in a crisis, you have a problem. The second thing that I would like to point out is the look in Donald Trump's face whenever he popped up above that female Secret Service agent and he pumped his fist in the air and he said fight three times. That was not a look of fear. I've seen that look before. That was a fight look. It wasn't a flight look. That was a fight. I've seen that in that very specific situation, and I can tell you that man has more. That man, there's no doubt in my mind, that man's brave. He's the kind of man you would want standing next to you in a battlefield, even at his age.
Absolutely. He's got the spine. He's got the tenacity. He's got the willingness and the love of the country, in my most humble opinion, to be president again, President 47. Yeah. to go back into the office. I am saddened, Jim, to see the mantra, the mindset of the Marxist media and the entire Biden apparatus that are gleeful today as a result of that taking place and wishing it had been a more accurate shooter. Jim, I'm impressed with an article that I'm reading, and it's words from Donald Trump. Headline of this article says, "Is God alone the one responsible for saving President Trump's life?" Here's the article. It says, former President Donald J. Trump released a very powerful statement on his Truth Social network. He credits God alone for saving his life. Here's his writing. This is quoting Trump. "Thank you to everyone who your thoughts and prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiance in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizens who were so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever for us to stand united and to show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin," end quote. That's from Donald J. Trump. That is a good evident token of what I believe is his heart for the protection of America. And by the way, Jim, who else? Name another president in the history of America that went into office and came out of office poorer than when he went in. Donald Trump had a net worth of some $3.5 billion, I'm told by the research, before going into office. Came out with a little over $2 billion network, yet did not take a dime salary in that period of time, and yet willing to risk his life to go back into the office. It takes God's divine intervention for that, and that's what I am so thankful for as we awaken this morning and see the outfall, the aftermath, and the words coming from the Marxist media and the socialist agenda of Biden and the entire Democratic Party. So I'm thankful that we have an individual that's wanting to serve God, serve our nation, and protect us. Jim,
Doctor,
you believe?
May I make one more?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to make one more statement there. If I was an enemy of the United States and I saw what I did yesterday, I would not be wanting Donald Trump to win this presidency. That was a remarkable display of courage for him to pump his fist in the air and expose himself when the Secret Service is trying to literally remove him from that area. I mean, and here's another thing. I'm old enough to remember Ronald Reagan and the attempt on him.
Yes.
And the way those agents reacted was completely different there. I don't believe that the current leader of the Secret Service is doing her job correctly. I believe that she's a DEI hire, and I believe that she's brought in politicization to the organization there, and Donald Trump needs a full Secret Service protection, not
absolutely. Jim, and to elongate for just one moment, if you would, your insight on that. I don't know if you've gone back and listened to some of the audio/video of the event time the shooting took place, but when what I call chaos erupted on the platform, one of the female Secret Service agents says, what do we do, showing total chaos and confusion on the part of the Secret Service agents as to what to do and how to do it. My most humble opinion, number one, the shooter, would-be shooter before, prior to the shooting, should have been neutralized before pulling the trigger. I don't know whether a stand-down notice was given. I don't know why the three minutes delay from the time they first noticed him, said something about that is the public noticing that he was on the roof and saying something, and the response from the Secret Service, and then when the shooter started firing the shots, then all of a sudden total chaos, total pandemonium on the platform with the Secret Service agents not knowing what to do. And by the way, one other thing comes into the picture as of the early morning news. It is believed that the Secret Service group or agents' numbers were diminished because Jill Biden was also in Pennsylvania, and I understand that they divided up the Secret Service agents and gave her part of them rather than all of the numbers going to protect Trump. So I don't know the facts yet. I'm praying that we can get to the root of it. I don't believe that we have the capability of investigating something like this and determining what happened in a reasonable period of time. I don't believe it can be determined even before the election, but I'm concerned with the lack of security for Trump. And to understand that just in April, I believe it was, one of the representatives that also served on the J6 Commission had introduced legislation to remove the Secret Service protection from Donald J. Trump. So there's a lot of information swirling. We're having to sort out, part out what is authentic, what is rumor mills, et cetera, et cetera. But I have grave concern about finding the truth. But Jim, it deserves our prayer and our thanksgiving today to God for delivering him from the hands of the enemy. And I believe that's exactly what we've witnessed taking place. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a blessed day. I believe Dr. Davis is on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Real good. Thank God so much for his hand of protection around President Trump. I would have said that for any other individual, you know, as well being past or present president of the United States, because nobody deserves the treatment that this man has received from day one. I would say some heads need to roll, because somebody neglected to do their job, or leaving him open like a sitting duck. I mean, that just didn't make a lot of sense to me. But then second thing, I'm going to say this, and I know you got a lot you want to discuss today, but when we look at how they have generated so much hate in society through the news media and the negative things they had to say about this man as a threat to democracy, and, you know, how he must be stopped, and, you know, different things that they said, comparing him to Hitler and different things like that, that should have never been said. I mean, if you're going to campaign, I mean, let's do it in a sensible way. I mean, without all the negativity. And I think, you know, they accomplished their end goals by poisoning the mind of a weak-minded individual like that shooter to carry out their wishes. You know, they wanted him assassinated a long time ago. And I believe they knew that it was just a matter of time before someone would try something like this. So that's the reason why I say this kind of stuff needs to stop. And the only way America's going to be unified is going to have to start with repentance.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Dr. Davis, one quick thing before I let you go. The reason the subject is I'm talking about today, did Biden give an invitation to kill Donald J. Trump? Here's the reason I say that, because Biden, even though in the Oval Office with his 4 or 5.5 minute speech talking about unity and bringing people together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on July the 8th, in one of Biden's speeches, he said, and I quote, "We must stop the debate and put Trump in the bullseye." So what did that mean? How did a crazed individual like this 20-year-old fruitcake, how did he take that? Did he look at it that I'm going to be the answer to Trump's wish to assassinate, or to Biden's wish to assassinate Trump? That's the way I'm viewing it. That's the way I'm looking at it. I believe literally we have been witnessing the ongoing invitation from the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, and Joe Biden. We have been witnessing the ongoing invitation for his elimination from the world. I believe that it deserves our recognition and our serious thanksgiving today as we look back at what could have happened, but with God's divine intervention on it. Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call. As Christians, we need to look up and recognize, Dr. Davis, we need to recognize in, what is it, Matthew 12, verse 25, where Jesus himself says, a nation divided cannot stand, a home divided cannot stand. We're witnessing the results of a divided nation, a divided society. And we're going to talk about that further in this broadcast today. But
here's another thing I just wanted to say, Dr. Young, that's why I've always called them degenerates. Because everything about them is degenerate. I mean, look where it's got this country at now. There's no telling how many more others are standing in line for that same opportunity to have done some hurt to this man. So, I mean, Absolutely. They need to stop. The negativity needs to stop. If you can't win the race, go home and sit in your rocking chair. That's where you need
to
be.
You got it. Go back to Delaware and sit in your basement. That's what I say.
Amen.
Dr. Davis, thank you so much for your call and your input. I believe we have Woody on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, thank you for taking the call. I'll make this quick because you're about out of time. I am not an expert in security service operation, but I am an expert observer from the cockpit of Air Force Two. As the airfield manager at Andrews Air Force Base, where my responsibility with a team of other folks was to ensure the safe transit of POTUS, Vice President, First Lady, and foreign heads of state. I've watched it. I know what happens. And when I was watching Saturday night, it was very obvious. It was obvious to this observer of a long time of security operations. There was a big hole. And this was, and let me pause here and ask, are you familiar with Occam's razor? The simplest answer is, he was like a 14th century individual. Occam's razor is a reasoning tool that people have used. The simplest explanation is almost always the right one. We need to stop any further discussions. I repeat, I'm not an expert in security, but I'm an expert observer. We need to stop the discussions. This thing is so convoluted and so covered up that nothing we're hearing in the news media is going to be correct. Here is Occam's razor. The assassin in this case is the president, I should say the illegitimate president of the United States right now, Joe Biden and the team that's in there, all those associated with him. This goes right back to the executive branch, executed through that Marxist female, Cheadle, that heads up the Secret Service. Why in heaven's name do we have a DEI person there? In the position of Director of Protection for the President of the United States, I guarantee you there needs to be a properly detailed, legally, group of detainers to go in there and arrest her, armed arrest, take her out, and bring her up on treason charges. An opinion, but it's strong, and Occam's razor says the people at the top of this government are responsible for what has happened, and we better, as a people, and the sheriffs of this nation better wake up, because it's their job to protect the people. We need to take action legally now, and these perpetrators need to be rooted out and dealt with. And it's going to start with Joe Biden and those people that at the head of this government have authorized this thing. This is a carefully orchestrated assassination action, and by God's grace, by God's direct intervention, when he should be judging it, he has preserved our opportunity to straighten this out. If American men, particularly Christian men, will wake up and demand from their Sheriff Rutherford, and now Congressman Rutherford, and from Kat Kamick, and our legislators to begin asking questions out loud and visibly, and then looking to take those actions through military tribunal or whatever to get this put to bed forever. We better start with the head of the U.S. Secret Service. They better drag her out of there under armed escort, because she's in this up to her nose, and it'll lead
Absolutely.
To Biden, I'm sure.
You can continue. Well, if you don't mind holding over until after the top of the hour news, but let me tuck this in for a moment. I'm looking at the headline. It says, do you suspect the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump was an inside job? This article goes on. The witnesses added that he was 100% certain the shots fired came from the gunman to whom he was trying to alert authorities but did not listen. So I'm concerned about that. And secondly, your opinion, thought, and take on this aspect of it. What if this was carried out as one writer said, pre-planned by the CIA, was carried out to protect Joe Biden from the sure replacement that was about to take place, removing him from being the candidate for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Ponder on that, would, if you would mind, hang over until right after the news. Give me your thoughts and insight on that. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
With Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at